This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From Gimlet, this is Reply All, a show about the internet, and this is our first bonus episode. In our month where we were very obsessed with the idea of Email Debt Forgiveness Day, we found some really interesting stuff, but we were worried about giving people too much Email Debt Forgiveness Day, and so we just took the best stuff and split it off into this bonus episode. And I have to say, hands down, the coolest part about doing this was that we left a voicemail where people could leave messages about emails that they'd been unable to send or were trying to send. And listening to them was just such a privilege.
You listened to all of them?
I really did.
Wow, I'm impressed.
It was really cool. It was like...
Did it just make you feel glad that you aren't alone?
It made me feel as unalone as anything in recent history that I can remember. Like, it felt like... It just felt like, oh, it's hard for everyone to be a human being. Like, everybody runs into stuff where they're just like, I don't know. In the second half of the show, we're using the great rules of radio here to tell you about the thing you're not about to hear. We're going to play some of those emails later. But there was this one other interview that I did, and, like, I was so inspired by it. But it felt like a thing to put out after Email Debt Forgiveness Day.
Do you think you should say who it's with and what it's about?
I think that's a great idea. So it's with Matt Honan, BuzzFeed San Francisco bureau chief. He's a great tech writer, but the reason we're talking to him is because of this one crazy thing that he has decided to do. Matt Honan has stopped using email to talk to his friends and family. He still has a work account, but otherwise he's completely sworn off email, which means he's either a completely insane person or possibly the first person to do something that eventually, hopefully, all of us are going to do. Matt said there were two things that led him to do this. One is that in the moment that we're living in now, there are a ton of great alternatives to sending an email. You can text somebody.
You can hit me on Facebook Messenger. You can send me something on Twitter. You can hit me on GChat. You can do all these different things to get in touch with me. And you don't necessarily need to use email.
And then on top of that, he's had the same personal email address for years. And he's a reporter, so he emails a lot of people for work. And so his email box is just... a mess.
You know, over the past decade, it's become just a landmine-filled wasteland of special offers and, you know, pitches from publicists. And, you know, I've signed up for some restaurant's mailing list and they got bought by some other restaurant and they got bought by somebody else. And all of a sudden, I'm on 37 email lists that I never meant to be on. And I just wanted to get away from that. And I realized that the best way to do that was just to like set it on fire and turn around and run.
And how has it been so far?
It's been awesome. It's been great. I love it. Basically, all it's done, so I have a confession, which is that I still check the box, right?
Oh.
But I don't do it every day, and I don't feel the need to do it every day. Basically, that auto response goes out, and it accomplishes like. Letting my friends know that I'm not going to see their message probably, or that if I, you know, or if I do see it, I'm not going to see it in sort of a timely fashion.
Matt writes about technology, and there's been this recent trend in tech where people are trying to invent new email programs that solve the problem that he's running away from.
You know, if you think about all the email startups of the past couple of years, Mailbox and Boxer, and like there's that one from AOL even, you know, I mean, just all kinds of things that are designed to help people triage their email. Clearly, there's an email problem. I mean, like Google is trying to help you triage your email even, you know, with Inbox. And Google saying, okay, we recognize that our own email system that we're trying to get you to use is so broken that we need this whole other app to help you organize the email in your app, then like stuff's messed up and it has to go in another direction.
Of course, one of the big obstacles facing anybody who would like to stop using personal email is us. We tend to be judgmental and weird about people's technology choices. And the whole time I was talking to Matt, I could sort of feel his worry about that. There's this subtext in there like, is this actually an okay choice for him to be making? Is not using email going to seem pretentious?
Is it really douchey?
I don't think so. This is the thing I can't figure out. Like, I don't think it is. When we started talking about having problems with email, because we are doing this holiday where the conceit is that you can email somebody and you're allowed to just pretend that it was an immediate response. It's to let people off the hook. And there were a couple of people who and essentially said, you're a douche. Because what they read into it, I think, is other people might be able to handle their email. But when you're, you know, a D-list podcast host such as myself, the demands on my time are just too much.
Like, I guess the big – do you remember – I don't know if you remember. There was a story I think it was Nick Dilton wrote about not using voicemail anymore. And the response to it – I remember the response more than I remember the actual story. I remember the response is just like, how dare you? You entitled prick. How dare you not check your voicemail, you know? And like, I guess that's sort of what I'm afraid of. By like making, and I think that's why I haven't actually written about me not using personal emails. I'm afraid, a little bit afraid that like I'll get some of that response.
All right. So that is BuzzFeed's Matt Honan. He is a formerly in the closet, now slightly out of the closet, email opt-outer. He feels scared. I felt so inspired by talking to him.
I bet it, in the way, same way that those voicemails made you not feel alone, I bet it felt vindicating to find someone who is like, I've given up on the entire premise of email.
It was like somebody being like, I've decided not to age anymore. That's not for me. I'm just not going to age. He's grappling with this problem. He's like, yeah, you could just opt out.
Through sheer willpower, he's like managed to stop the tide or something.
Yeah, he stood on the beach in front of the ocean and he was like, I'm not doing waves anymore.
And the waves just ceased.
The waves ceased. Okay, so after a quick break, we hear from you guys and the voicemails that you left for us. Stick around.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show. So a month ago, we asked listeners to leave us voicemail messages about emails that they'd had a hard time sending for whatever reason. And here are some of those messages.
My name is Juniper. I live in Seattle. And 2 years ago, I came out as trans to my friends and then to my job and then to parts of my family. But I still haven't told my conservative Russian grandparents. I love them, and I think they're generally great people, but they don't have the best track record for controversial issues, let's say. And I haven't responded to any of their calls, their text messages, or email for like 2 years. And I really need to get back to them and tell them that this is who I am and my life is different and that the person that they knew for their whole life is somebody different now. Yeah, so April 30th, I'm going to try to send out that email. Thanks. Bye.
2 months ago, I left this note in a stranger's mailbox inquiring about their 13-foot fiberglass camper, and I wrote this little note that said, hi, I really love your camper. I would really love to own it, maybe. If you are thinking about selling it, let me know. Here's my email. Hope you have a great day. And then I get an email from a sweet woman named Karen, and basically the gist of it was a, sorry, no, I'm not selling it, but she goes on to tell me the story about how her husband just died and that she uses it to go on these fly fishing camping adventures with this organization called Fly sisters. I don't know, basically retired women who go on fly fishing adventures. And she invited me to come with her on a trip. And I've been wanting to respond to Karen, but it's been so long, and I'm sure she like put our heart and soul into the email that she wrote me, and I just haven't responded because I've been a jerk.
Hey, Reply All guys. I actually woke up today and had an email from the person who I've been planning on emailing for Email Debt Forgiveness Day. So I don't know if that qualifies as an Email Debt Forgiveness Day miracle, but it meant that I didn't have to be awkward when I sent that email today. So it was great.
About 4 months ago, I endured a pretty messy breakup with my longtime girlfriend.
It's a little bit hard to hear the phone tape here, so I'm just breaking in to paraphrase a little bit. Doug has this bad breakup with his girlfriend, Sarah, and then Sarah's mom, who Doug had always been close to, sends him a package in the mail.
That's a pretty abnormally shaped package. Tall as a kitchen table, but maybe as wide as a basketball.
And when he opens it up, it's a yoga mat.
Now, I've never done yoga, but Sarah's mom is a bit of a yoga nut. She traveled to India, did the whole thing.
He hasn't talked to Sarah's mom since the breakup, and he doesn't even know if Sarah's told her mom that they've split. So the yoga mat could either be something she'd sent not knowing they'd broken up, or some message about the breakup itself to him.
Either way, I wasn't keeping the yoga mat.
He doesn't know what to do, and to make things worse, he looks up the yoga mat online and finds out that not only was it a thoughtful gift, it was a super expensive one.
The Rolls Royce of yoga mats. It was something called the Manduke Black Mat Pro, and it was going for about $140 on Amazon at the time. When you factor in shipping and the weight of this thing, it was not a cheap gift. So I didn't really know how to issue a proper thank you to Sarah's mom for this. I didn't exactly want to break the news about the end of the relationship if Sarah hadn't told her yet, but I wasn't meant to ask Sarah if she'd talk to her mom either. So, of course, I never really did say a thank you. Now, 3 months have passed, and she surely knows about the breakup by now, but under normal circumstances, a thank you note at this point is a little inappropriately late. So I hope Sarah's mom knows what a podcast is, because if not, she's going to be pretty confused come April 30th.
Hi, this is Marianne calling with her email debt forgiveness story. I used it to admit that probably 10 years ago, when I was backing out of a friend's house, I hit their car, and I knew I wouldn't see them for a long time, so I did not mention it. Thank you for the opportunity to deal with this thing I've been ignoring.
Hi, my name is Greg, and I have a story about email debt forgiveness. So it was Florida 2005, and I was trying to write a book, and I was frequenting a strip club a lot. And I know that sounds like a pretty hollow excuse to be frequenting a strip club, but that's what I was doing. It's a pretty seedy book. And I struck up a pretty legitimate friendship with a young stripper, and we started to hang out outside the club. And this is not like a euphemism for prostitution. We honestly just met for coffee, and I talked to her about her life. And, you know, I think we developed some feelings for each other, which I know makes me sound delusional. But eventually, this was probably our third or fourth hangout. I think we were at Applebee's. And she said, okay, I just went into the bathroom to psych myself up. I got to tell you, I killed two people. It was an accident, but I hit him with my car, and I was drinking. And I'm going to prison on Monday. And I didn't really know how to respond, obviously. So she did go to prison, and she started writing me letters. Actual letters, not emails. And I was paralyzed for some reason that I still can't really understand about how to respond to these, because we had a really quick and sort of intimate friendship, but it seemed inappropriate for me to be responding at that point in my life to a stripper who was in jail. And I think that that makes me out to be kind of a shitty person. After she finally got out 5 years later, she looked me up and emailed me and sort of just said in the most frank way possible, hey, how come you never wrote to me in prison? And not surprisingly, I kept in character and didn't respond to this email for a long time. I'm not sure if this is a story you're looking for, because I did eventually respond, and it was one of the most agonizing keyboard experiences of my life, just sitting there having to basically type out, I am not a man, or at least I wasn't then, and I'm sorry, and I can't give you any good explanation for why I abandoned you at your worst hour. And since then, I think that I've profoundly changed as a person. So the idea of unanswered correspondence has been a pretty heavy issue in my life. Just thought you guys might want to know.
Thanks to everybody who called in, and thanks to everybody who participated. That's our bonus episode. Reply All was hosted by me, PJ Vogt, with Alex Goldman. We're produced by Tim Howard and Sruthi Pinnamaneni. We were mixed by Merritt Jacob. Matt Lieber's a gift you weren't expecting. Our theme music is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder, and our ad music is by Build Buildings. If you'd like to listen to more episodes of our show, you can find them at iTunes.com/replyall or at replyall.limo. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Wednesday.